Hello, this is Brian Reynolds, a volunteer with the San Luis Obispo County Library for Issues and Ideas on KCBX Public Radio for the Central Coast. Today, we are joined by Whitney Santisi, who is the Social Media Communications Analyst for the County of San Luis Obispo. Welcome.
Thank you.
We're going to talk today about the county's annual report and about the county's involvement with social media.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty exciting stuff. Now, let's start with the annual report. Whitney, does the county put that out? I mean, it's annual, every year?
Yes. Yeah, the county's been putting out the annual report for about 6 years now. It's only online. It's not printed, and that's to save resources, essentially. But it's a great resource for the community to understand what the county did to serve the community in 2015.
How is it put together? I mean, what are there chapters for each department?
No, every year it's a little bit different. This year we do reach out. I work in the county's administrative office, and we reach out to departments to get story ideas, articles, and basically understand what accomplishments and maybe challenges they had in the previous year. And then through that, we kind of develop a theme. We really let the stories and the articles dictate what the theme should be rather than forcing a theme on the annual report. And this one actually had three different themes. It was investing in the community, protecting the public, and promoting health and wellness.
For my days working for the county, I think there was a section on accomplishments we had done, maybe some statistics. I don't remember if there was budget information in there or not. But
yeah, we include some budget information, basically how the county spends, basically where revenues come from, the expenditures, and then where taxpayer dollars are distributed. Each section of the annual report has kind of an infographic. It really explains in a very kind of quick format how the county invested in the community, protected the public, and promoted health and wellness.
County government in California is pretty diverse. Huge departments like social services or the sheriff.
Oh, yeah.
To tiny ones like veteran services and lots of things in between, but also the diversity of programs. Law enforcement to lending library books to managing golf courses. I mean, it's huge.
It is huge. You know, I've only been there for a year and a half working at the county, and already I've learned so much about what the county does, and I feel like I've just scratched the surface. Putting together this annual report is a really great learning experience for me because I learn about all the different programs, all of the different services that maybe people aren't aware of, that maybe don't get as much media attention, or they're not things that go viral on social media. So the annual report is really an opportunity to shine a light on some of those programs and services.
Now, on the social media side, there's been some kind of social media presence for several years, 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, every department has their own initiatives, whether or not they want to do social media. And currently, 20 departments have a Facebook presence, 11 departments have a Twitter account, and then 5 have a YouTube channel. When I started at the county about 18 months ago, the county's general primary Facebook page only had 16 likes. And so I wanted to see more of a presence on those pages. So that's really what the administrative office has been working on, building out a presence. And now we have more than 2,800 likes on Facebook. And it's, you know, we've seen a huge increase on Twitter and LinkedIn as well.
It would seem logical to me or intuitive that very few people would think of the county as a monolithic presence. They would think of services that were delivered or not in some fashion, like was the road well paved? Did my permit get processed? Was the counter staff friendly? That it would be more from the departmental level upwards. And within your job and the admin's job probably to weave that together into a whole fabric so the people can do better and the Board of Supervisors knows how we're doing it as a whole.
Right. But it really shouldn't be the public's job to know how the county's organized and how each department is structured and, you know, this unit is in this division within this department. The public just cares about the roads and the public just cares about paying their taxes and they just care about finding an animal at animal services. And they don't necessarily need to know or even care to know how it's structured. They just need to understand how to get things get what they needed.
What I mean is it would be intuitive that if you were just asking people to comment on county government as a whole, you wouldn't get that much feedback.
Right.
But if it was department driven, that's where the rubber hits the road.
Mm-hmm.
Let's imagine that, well, each department, when they have their Facebook page, they're sort of interacting with the public directly and they're not following precisely the same rules or protocols that one set of rules or protocols. Are there any issues about consistency or do's and don'ts or netiquette, if you will, that the departments are encouraged to adhere to?
Yes, actually. We do have a countywide social media policy that was approved by the board, I believe, in 2012. And it's essentially my job to make sure that departments are implementing that policy and you know, following through with that policy. And that basically tells us, you know, some of the best practices, what to do, what not to do. It really is from department to department. And every department has their own voice. They all have, you know, specific target audiences. But there are standards and there is a policy in place for everyone to follow.
I know that when I first started out at the county and we had what was called a PIO, a public information officer, that person would sort of handle on an in-out basis training and responses for things coming into the county, questions or concerns or complaints, also going out from the county, telling the county story back, not as a response to a particular issue, but just in general, this is what we're doing for you and spending your tax dollars wisely. So it is really, I suppose, even in social media, a two-way street, responding to specific questions or issues that people might have, but also telling the county story in a more global sense, more proactive sense, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I suppose I kind of have that role a little bit, but I really see my role as more of a customer service role. You know, mm-hmm. when I'm managing the county's Facebook page, for instance, and somebody posts a comment, maybe it's a complaint about a service, or maybe even it's a, you know, thumbs up about a service. You know, I see it as my opportunity to really engage that person in a dialogue and get more information, understand what they did or didn't like about the service, and really help them in some fashion.
I know each department has their analyst. I mean, the administrative analysts oftentimes have several departments that they oversee and act as liaisons between that department and admin, that department and the board of supervisors. When you have those issues, do you sometimes loop that analyst in and the department head or some designated official in that department?
Yeah, almost always, especially with the county's general page. Usually when we get any sort of issue from members of the public, you know, I don't know everything there is to know about the county. And oftentimes there will be an issue and I'll go to that particular department's analyst and say, okay, I don't really know anything about this particular program or topic. Can you fill me in? Or do you know who I should talk to within the department to help me understand this a little bit more? So it's definitely a collaborative environment when it comes to social media, and everybody's involved in one way or another in our office.
When mistakes are made, they can be done with bad intent or even good intent, you know, trying to do the right thing but not knowing the rules of the game or the backstory. And I also know that one of the phenomena in the automation world is the rapidity, the speed at which a response can go viral, can go out to another group of people or to the whole wide world. I mean, it might take you in the old days 2 hours to write a letter and put it in the mail, but in 2 seconds, if you make a boo-boo, if you will, reply all, as a department head, whenever I was going to respond and my finger was hovering over the reply all key, I usually would count to 3 or 10, who or 4, and, you know, do I really want to do this, or mm-hmm. is this the right thing to, or heat of the moment, you know?
Yeah.
So, you
know,
it's a little different, I think, in the automated world.
Yeah, with social media, I'm whenever I'm doing any sort of training, I often provide training to different departments. Mm-hmm. And, you know, whenever I do any sort of training, I remind departments and I remind county staff that you have to have a level head about you,
right.
Because, you know, there could be a situation that arises that you weren't prepared for and that maybe you don't know how to deal with. But if you respond emotionally, it's not going to have a good outcome. So it's really important to be reasonable and to be rational and to respond compassionately and really, you know, think about how you can better serve that person, that customer that is having an issue.
Well, and I know in psychology, a well-rounded or wise person, there's often a pause between thought and action, and especially if emotion is involved. I'm sure that people would come to you and say, I've got this problem. Before I respond, can we just talk this over? Something like that.
Mm-hmm, that's happened.
I want to remind everyone that I am Brian Reynolds. I am a volunteer with the San Luis Obispo County Library for Issues and Ideas on KCBX, public radio for the Central Coast. Today we are joined by Whitney Santisi, who is a social media communications analyst with the County Admin Department, who's in charge of social media and helping the county and the public have a better communication. And we're learning some fascinating things. I know, Whitney, that in the world of social media, there are different platforms, different sites that have different purposes, like Facebook is one, LinkedIn is another. Could you describe some of those and how the county might use those?
Mm-hmm. Well, Facebook is, especially in our county, in our region, Facebook is the most popular social network out there. But generally, people use it for social interaction. It's all about people. It's not necessarily about, you know, things and places. And so the county really uses social media as a means of basically humanizing departments, showing the people behind the work and, you know, putting a face to what it is that we do for the community. But also, we like to highlight the community. And so social media, especially Facebook in particular, is very specific to people. Twitter, on the other hand, is, you know, real-time information, headline news. You only have 140 characters or less. Sometimes you can have, you know, forums and you know, tweet chats and things of that nature. But for the most part, Twitter is for, you know, the breaking news, the real-time information, and getting information out there quickly. LinkedIn, we use that one as more of a recruitment tool. Mm. So we work with HR, and it's actually a really good partnership, and they post job information, and we typically focus on kind of the business aspect of things, maybe the employee aspect of things, and approach the content that we put there a little bit differently than the other two. And then YouTube is, you know, YouTube is kind of an interesting social network because it's also a search engine. We basically use that as like a documentary tool, and we provide, you know, like little mini documentaries that explain certain policies, certain programs and services that people may not know about.
I must confess, I'm a book person, being a lifelong librarian. I don't know if I could live without books and newspapers.
Me too.
But I'm also an addict of the internet. It's a candy store of the mind. The last YouTube videos, some of the last ones I've been looking at, is how to prune fruit trees. You know, and one of the attributes or the outcomes of the world of automation is things become or seem to become more instant, more compelling. People expect rapid turnaround of processes and answers and solutions. Does the advent of social media require a sort of a heightened level of awareness or a quicker turnover of communication with the public than in more traditional ways?
Yes, in some ways, and in other ways, not so much. I mean, there are situations where people will post a comment on the county's Facebook page or maybe even send us a private message about a situation or an issue that they're having, and we may not be able to solve it for them right away, or we may not be able to answer their question right away. So, you know, we just use it as a customer service tool. And just like if somebody called us up on the phone and we couldn't answer it right away, we say, you know, we're going to get more information and get back to you as soon as we can, hopefully within the next 24 hours. And then we give ourselves that deadline, and then we're able to get back to them. But studies show that people expect a response within 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure that's necessarily true of San Luis Obispo County, but I think people do expect kind of a speedy response. You know, when they post a question on Twitter, for example, and tag your page in it, you know, they expect you to respond. And, you know, my rule of thumb is respond within 24 hours.
I guess what the idea behind my comment was that sometimes we tend to make mistakes when we're in certain states of mind, when we're angry or emotional or sad, maybe the negative emotions. We tend to do things that we regret later, but also when we're in a hurry.
Yes.
Or impatient. Cutting vegetables with a sharp knife comes to mind.
We'll yeah.
Sort of won't go any further with that one. But probably many people would regret making a quick decision and sending something out that they wish they could unsend, mm-hmm. or not have sent in the first place. And a lot of times issues are so complex that a quick answer isn't a particularly helpful answer.
No.
I know in the world of libraries, we have reference librarians that are trained to do what's called a reference interview. And one of the main functions of that is to tease out of the customer what it is they really want, because typically they either don't know exactly or that it's not the first thing they ask you.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have some small talk, if you will, and some probing questions, and then you get to the kernel or the nut of it. And I think some of the social media texting can help with that.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. And a lot of what we do on social media in terms of problem solving, that's exactly what you just said. I mean, sometimes people will post something and it's one sentence and you don't really know where it's coming from. You're not sure of the backstory. And so you need more information before you can really truly respond in a way that will help serve that person. So getting them, you know, to call a specific number or, you know, even send you a private message so you can just get more information from them is really important because you can't really respond or act out of little information.
Yeah. Sometimes waiting for more information is a better way to do it. Have you noticed the demographics of the people who use this? Is there more young people who are using this? Of course, you wouldn't know necessarily. Everybody is invisible on the internet.
They are and they aren't. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because the studies that I've read have said Facebook is getting older. You know, I think the largest growing demographic on Facebook and Twitter are grandparents, which seems natural if you think about it. But for the county's social media pages, it's anywhere from 25 and up. You know, we don't really have a lot of younger individuals liking our page. Really, when I think about the demographics, especially for Facebook, the majority of people are kind of in the range of 25 to maybe like 55.
What are some of the issues that you see or trends coming up? Where would you like to be or have this department be or this service be in, say, 3 years or 5 years?
You know, I'd really liked people to see the county as a resource, as an information resource. And I think it's easy for libraries, for people to see them that way. But, you know, other departments have a wealth of knowledge and, you know, we're all here to serve the public. So having the public understand that, you know, they can come to us in a variety of different media, whether they want to make a phone call or whether they want to come in person or whether they want to come and talk during public comment or email or even, you know, comment on a Facebook post. You know, we're there to hear from them and to understand what it is that they need.
Do you do any sort of marketing to, you know, get feedback from people about how you could do it better, that kind of thing?
We haven't done that yet. I plan on doing that this year, although we did put out a survey for our website to understand how people are using our website, but mm-hmm. I don't have that data in front of me right now.
I can pretend I know what I'm doing and talk about Google metrics.
And, Google Analytics, yeah.
There's all kinds of things out there.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you would, in your 18 months, you'd do differently or you would do over in a different way?
No, I'm actually really proud of the way that the social media has changed since I've been there at the county. A lot of people are very excited about using social media to increase public awareness of county programs and services, but also to increase public participation in county government. We don't want social media to replace the public meetings. That's not really the purpose of it. It's just simply another tool that allows us to hear from the public. So.
Have some departments been more accepting than others of the concept?
Yes. Yeah. Some departments are more internal service departments, and so they don't really have that much of a presence on social mm-hmm. media, which, mm-hmm. you know, if you think about it, they're not directly serving the public. Maybe they're, you know, IT and they're serving other county departments or whatever. But some departments have really kind of taken it on. The sheriff's office is an example. Mm-hmm. Libraries is an example. And even Public Works on Twitter is a good example.
I'm always interested in how customer service happens, good or bad. And a lot of times the face-to-face stuff is really helpful. And twice a year when I pay my property taxes, I make a point to go to the counter and I put, you know, my stuff on the counter. And I tell the person, whoever is serving me at the tax collector's office, that I'm proud and happy to pay my taxes because I love the services the county gives. And for those that don't know I was a county employee, they're totally – it just freaks them out.
Really?
Wow. You're not here to complain or – but no, I'm here to thank you. And
yeah, I think that's the nervousness about social media. That's really the hesitation that I see from some departments who maybe aren't as enthusiastic. They're afraid of that negative comment. Right. But what I've seen is much more positivity. People really enjoy our services and they appreciate what we do for the community. So it's nice to hear about those types of things.
Yeah. Once again, a big shout out to the county for providing, as cities do, some of the most important and local and accessible services that we have out there. I think if there's any layer of government or sector of government where you get the bang for your buck and is the most accessible to what you need, it would be the county and the city government.
Mm-hmm.
This has been Brian Reynolds, volunteer with the San Luis Obispo County Library for Issues and Ideas on KCBX, Public Radio for the Central Coast. Today, we were joined by Wendy Santisi, Social Communications Media Analyst for the County of San Luis Obispo. Thank you, Whitney.
Thank you, Brian.